These things have microphones, don't they?
Yep.
And some of them, I think my Toshiba actually has three microphones in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have three microphones?
So, array mics they have the potential to make the signal-to-noise problem much, much better. And the reason is that if you have, the way that your ears, one of the ways that your ears identify a source and filter out other sounds is to check the delay between the sound hitting one ear and that same sound hitting the other ear. Okay? So there is a triangulation, essentially, for a cone of locations, for a cone of sound sources, there is a specific delay between hitting the right ear and the left ear. If I turn this way, that delay is different, but it's still the same cone.
Yeah.
Okay? What a pair of mics can do is the same thing that the ears do, which is to filter out sounds that didn't come from a particular cone.
Okay?
If you add a third mic, you have the opportunity to filter out sounds that didn't come from a particular line. Okay? So you can really isolate a source very, very well with array mics. Now, one of the key things that you need to be able to add is the ability to track your desired source, because the desired source is not always going to be stationary. Okay, so this combination of three good mics, sometimes a fourth mic in order to cancel out the noise of the hard disk. You put another mic by the hard disk and you can get rid of the noise that's associated with the hard disk spinning, okay, as a noise source, right? So an array of microphones and software that tracks where did my desired source go, you know, given the frequency output of that source, that's the one I want to track, follow it as it moves around. That's how our brains do signal-to-noise improvement, and that's how PCs eventually will do a good job of signal-to-noise improvement.
And so today we're really not taking advantage of those green microphones.
Well, there's a great existing scenario, which is to record in stereo, and then use a pair of stereo headphones. If you get a lousy stereo recording, but you get great channel separation for your ears, then you can use your ears' ability to identify the source. So you get if you heard it mono coming out of a single speaker, but it was a stereo recording, you might get an okay ability to hear the speaker. If you had a little trouble hearing the speaker, put on stereo headset, you have a much easier sense of the speaker.
Interesting.